Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
it's
Dumb People Town.
Hey Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population dress for less.
Roz dress for less. How are you?
Welcome to Dumb
Thank
People Town.
Thank you for coming back to Dumb People Town.
Oh my God, it's one of my favorite places to travel to.
Right? We all sort of find ourselves here in this dumb world.
You don't need a passport to come into Dumb People Town. You just show up.
You don't need a vaccination.
You get teleported there when you do dumb things, right, Dan?
Yeah, and then you have to find your own way out. It's more of a rite of passage.
I mean, since the last time you were on this show, do you feel like the world has got even dumber?
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
That's all you need to say.
It's also been so weird because I've been doing shows a lot now, and it feels like so many people have forgotten how to be... like in an audience, for example.
Yes.
You know, like we are all like relearning the most basic things right now. And
correct.
I do think it's leading to a lot of Dumb People Townness.
Yes.
I would agree.
Dan, what were you saying? There was an article.
I think there was an article in the New York Times, something about talking about like restaurant workers, which has had these reports of just like the dumbest, like craziest
people
patrons.
Just asking like
did you
idiot.
Forget how to like kindly ask for a napkin or like,
Oh my God, we get dumb stories sent to us, and we use our, hopefully, intellect to break down these dumb stories. And Dan has a story I think we should
Let's jump into it. We've got Roz here. Let's jump into it.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Give it to me.
Sent in by Sarah at Shabatra, which I love. S-H-A-B-A-T-R-A. Shabatra.
I love
Shabatra.
When you speak Hebrew, Dan.
I'm working on it. Okay. Here we go. Headline is this. Kind of all we would probably need to talk for the next 15 to 20
minutes. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Redneck rave. Kentucky Music Fest descends into grisly violence. So first of all, just so everybody knows, there's not any grisly violence that I remember.
But I mean, would
we don't do those. We don't get grisly with our violence.
Roz, would you expect anything less at
a redneck
rave?
Oh my God. I mean... yes, bring on the grizzlies.
So what is
different
the music?
Kind of bears, Roz?
What is the music at a redneck rave? Like, what is it?
It's just the devil went down to Georgia, sped up.
Or a lot of Carrie Underwood with like a Skrillex remix.
All the house versions of all the country songs that we know.
Yeah, a redneck rave.
Yeah.
What is it? I didn't even know that was a thing.
I wouldn't either.
Damn.
But there has to be. Like, I guarantee you there is house music set to Dolly Parton songs. Like, I guarantee you that that's already.
Tanya Tucker, like.
Yeah.
Jolene.
I would dance to that right now. I would dance to that
Come
right
on,
now.
You had a house remix of Jolene. I'm up out my seat.
Hell
yes.
Hell yeah.
I'm square dancing on that shit.
Okay, here we go. This is the story. Okay. A massive country music festival in Kentucky, dubbed the Redneck Rave, billed as America's wildest and craziest country party. Okay, you don't get more than one tagline.
You don't get to call it that.
Pick one.
Right.
Exactly.
You're either the wildest or the craziest.
Even drag races have more self-reflexiveness.
Yes.
It says it's the wild America's wildest and craziest country party, which sounds like every show on CMT, even if that's still a network.
That's
I don't know. Descended into violence and mass arrests, the Daily Beast reports. The five-day event, organized by country rapper Justin Time. Anybody here a Justin Time fan?
Are you making a face like you know Justin Time?
No, but you know, I come from the world of drag where pun names are highly regarded.
All the rage.
And,
what's your favorite?
That's a great one.
That's a good one. What's your favorite one that you've ever seen? I mean, obviously yours is fantastic, but like, what is your favorite one that you came across? Is there one that you came across?
You're putting me on the spot.
What are a few of your a few of the ones you love?
Oh, no. No. Let me come back to that.
Yeah, no
but
worries.
I certainly know a lot of good pun drag.
There was one in Chicago that I loved. It's very simple, but I just liked the simplicity of it. She was Chica Go-Go.
Chica Go-Go.
And we were in Chicago, and I was like, what a great I loved her.
How about Hedda Lettuce in New York? She used to
Hedda
host
Lettuce,
shows.
Hedda Lettuce, legendary. Yeah.
She
yes.
used to host shows at Caroline's with us back in the late
really?
90s. That's how old we are.
I mean,
that is
oh my
old.
God,
old. Hedda Lettuce was a legend. That's always a good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just in Time is also the name of a kid's cartoon that my son used to
oh,
watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Just in Time.
Well, now it's
kid
a country,
was named Justin and he was Time
Kids
Drag
Country
show.
Rapper.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you just be a rapper?
Yeah, I mean,
country rapper.
Right, but it's just you're a rapper. Like you might
Dan,
your context might be things commonly found Dan, in country music.
Country
but.
is a sly way of saying white.
Okay, the 5-day event, as I said, organized by country rapper Justin Time, uh-huh. drew thousands to Blue Holler Off-Road Park over the weekend, more than doubling the population of the small town where it took place.
If my kid was saying, I'm going to Blue Holler Off-Road Park, I'm like, turn your life touch on. You better have 360 on that
You're
phone.
I
want to know where
you take an Apple Tile with them.
Yeah.
Like those little
the little
tracking.
Things you put in your luggage. Yeah. It's just like the insane clown posse family
gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Right. I saw a documentary on that. Those people really, oh. that's a whole culture.
Nathan Rabin wrote a whole book about
our friend. Wrote a book
you don't know me, but you don't like me.
So our friend Nathan Rabin, who's a great author, wrote about because he had never been to any gathering of the Juggalos and he'd never been to any Phish concerts. So he knew nothing of either of those two scenes, and he went to both and
got deep into both cultures.
He was like, they are both insane.
A lot of Faygo.
A lot of family.
Streak.
Faygo and
yeah,
family,
yeah.
man. All right.
In addition to live music, the Redneck Rave featured a big football game. Goldfish racing, which I hope involves the cracker, not the animal.
Goldfish racing.
A demolition derby.
Dan, it involves a lot of crackers.
With a, okay.
If it's at this event.
I'm going to ask all three of you.
Uh-huh.
A demolition derby with how much of a purse? What was the prize if you won in money, in U.S. dollars?
Well, demolition derbies used to be a thing. They're like, we're going
to
smash up all
never
these
been
cars.
To one. Roz, have you ever been to a demolition derby?
No, yeah, I have not.
Neither have
I've
I.
been to a roller derby, which is another great place for
yes,
pun names.
It is.
Yes. A great place for pun names.
Yeah. And lesbians. Yes. It's yeah. a lesbian haven, roller derby.
That's right.
Is that part of the lesbian culture?
Yes, it is.
Okay, how much that. Do you guys think was the purse for the demolition derby at the Redneck Rave? You are our guest, Roz, so you can go first. Tig, which would be second or last, wherever you want.
I would like to go last, please.
Okay, Jason, you go first.
I'm going to say $10,000.
$10,000.
I'm going to say something weird, like $6,100.
$6,100, Ross.
What do you think, Ross?
I'm going to say a coupon at Denny's for a dinner for two and also a case of Faygo soda.
Dude, I actually think that is...
She's closer.
She's the closest.
What do you got, Dan?
The Demolition Derby.
Maybe
had a purse of $5,000.
What?
I know.
That's which is just how much it costs to fix the car you just demolished.
Yeah. Total.
But you can't. You wouldn't bring one you'd fix,
no,
right?
Dan,
right.
There are people who are so dumb at this thing, they would enter the car that
they drove to the festival.
Across the country to the festival.
I could beat these guys.
This is like the Sturgis Festival.
Roz, are you a festival person? Like, will you do any sort of like music or 5-day festival or any of that stuff?
No.
Coachella?
Definitely not.
Coachella?
I don't like being out in the sun for too long. Mm-hmm. I recently got into conventions more.
Ooh,
I mean, obviously pre-pandemic, but like horror movie conventions are
I've done fun. Yeah,
the people watching there. I like to do like a scavenger hunt with my friends where it's like you have to find like a person with blood dripping from their ears.
Yeah.
And then
we
like go around and like have to find that and then ask for a picture with it.
Idea.
Like that kind of thing is really fun for me.
So fun. That's great.
I love that idea.
Yeah, convention is almost like a festival but with
indoors.
Air conditioning.
Yes.
I have a question. Will you go to like an out festival in another city? Like Jay and I were doing comedy in Salt Lake City. I don't know if we even talked about this with you last time, and they like we were there just happened to be there on Pride Week, and it was their festival. It was so much fun. Like Jay and I saw the best drag show
and in Salt Lake City, it's like, I guess they were just so there for it. I'm like, oh my God, you guys, your society represses you so hard that like you get this.
And Randy and I got recognized a lot, and it felt really good.
More than just with the
yeah, because we were like, wait, this is awesome. I didn't know we had so many people in gay community who knew us and liked us, and we're like, this is sweet. We should.
You guys should get into the Pride Circuit.
We should. Ooh. I was like, I would perform at one of these.
Yeah, everybody was so fun, and that was
well,
just awesome.
I don't want to bring it down, but at least one person died at the Redneck Rave last year.
Oh God!
And this time, in preparation for the event, now they don't. I'm not hoping. I don't want anybody to die,
yeah,
but
look,
like
they
something,
look, they die doing something they love.
Exactly.
There you go.
On a mechanical
Great
ball.
Way to spin it.
On a mechanical ball.
Mechanical ball.
Local police set up a series of traffic checkpoints this year in preparation for all the craziness that's coming. This is great. From Sheriff Shane Doyle, which is the only name you would want for the cop working the Redneck
Shane
Rave.
Doyle, Shane Doyle, what do you do?
Right. The first vehicle, this is a quote. The first
Shane Doyle
vehicle,
has never worn sunscreen in his life.
The very first vehicle that came through, we found meth, marijuana, and an open alcohol container, Sheriff Shane Doyle told the Lexington Herald Ledger.
First two I'm mad at.
And then one of the occupants had two active warrants. We were like, well, this doesn't bode well for the weekend.
Yeah.
That's your first car through the checkpoint at the Redneck.
Two active warrants and three open wounds.
Yeah. Sir, there's a knife in your arm and you cannot have meth on your person.
And you're supposed to be 500 yards from your kids. What are you doing?
Well, the cops were right, because by the end of the 5 days of Mud, Music, and Mayhem, as the Redneck Rave was advertised as Mud, Music, and Mayhem, how many people were charged with a crime?
Ooh. Is this a Trump rally, Dan? That's what I want to know.
Roz,
is that happening?
Once again, where would you like to go in the order?
Well, that's so. Are we counting the people that at the checkpoints, or once they've already gotten through the checkpoints?
I think they would even count checkpoints.
Checkpoint people. If you you've gone
checkpoint through the mud and the mayhem.
By the way,
a great question.
Because I'm almost like, is that a prerequisite to get in there that you have to have warrants?
Right, yeah, right. Warrants, priors.
Look, young lady, if you've got to commit some sort of aggravated assault before we let you in.
I'm sorry, you're too clean. You can't get in.
Comment
here.
Me with that bottle, and then we'll let
that
you in.
That knife blade's way too small.
So, all right.
How many people?
Okay. I'm going to guess 37 crimes.
Okay.
37. Jared, what do you think? I'm going to say 160.
Okay.
I'm going to say 230 people.
Okay. We'll take a quick break.
Oh,
when we come back, we will find out everything that Roz is up to, where you can follow her and keep up to date with her shows and everything. So hopefully the world continues to try and open back up.
Agreed.
And I will tell you how many people were charged with a crime during these days of Mud, Music, and Mayhem. We'll be right back after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get back to the story, I want to say a couple things about what we're doing and then what Roz is doing so you can follow along. Daniel Van Kirk is out on tour.
I am.
And you got to go see him. If he I guarantee you he's coming relatively close to where you live.
I'm trying.
55 cities in 70 days.
Oh my God, Chicago, Minneapolis, Cedar Rapids, Omaha, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Louisville. I could go on and on, the West Coast, East Coast, the South. So come on out. If you're a member of my Patreon, there's a meet and greet for you at any and all the shows.
And Dan will hang out after always.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody.
Yeah. So all that stuff's at danielvankirk.com. It's the Together Again tour.
This is a great, let me just say this. I'll just say it, and we say it all the time. This is a great way to support us and to support our comedy and also to have a wonderful night out. Randy and I started a Patreon, another great way to support us. It's called Sklar Brothers Patreon, and Dan has one too, so there's Dumb
People
Town.
You guys got cheap seats over here. It's only $5. People get to see new episodes of one of the greatest comedy sports shows ever.
First time in 15 years. We did it. We were rebooting
this
comedy show.
I'm going to say that show is easily one of the greatest twin-hosted sports comedy commentary riff track shows ever.
Top five.
Wow.
That's really so. But I will say this.
But I do mean it.
Of all the things we've done, this is the thing that more people have said that's my favorite show of all time.
It encapsulates everything. Weird sports. People who are into weird things. Like
we have people who are like, I don't like sports.
And then you've got two people that you would love to hang out with and watch dumb shit like that with, and they're telling jokes and being funny. It is
so funny.
It's like a warm blanket. It's a dryer blanket.
So new episodes every month. Go check that out. And Roz, what do you have going on?
Yeah, what's up with you?
Where can people see you and catch
listen
you
to your stuff and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be headlining the Redneck Rave.
Hey!
I'm doing a lot of the podcast these days,
great.
Ghosted by Roz Dresfeles, where I interview celebrities and paranormal professionals and
it.
People that listen to the show about their experiences with ghosts and the paranormal. I actually just right before this was talking to Chris Colfer, who was on Glee, and he's now a very successful author and
great author
brought
of kids
the
book.
Goods. And that episode will be coming out really soon. And we get into experiences he's had with aliens and ghosts and all that fun stuff every Thursday.
My daughter has read all of the Chris Colfer books. Loves the Chris Colfer books.
Oh, so. They're huge. Favorite author. By far.
We're going to listen to that. I'm very excited.
Fantastic. Yeah. And Nate, one more time the name of that show so people know it.
Ghosted! Explanation point by Roz Dresfeles. Ghosted by Roz Dresfeles every Thursday.
Follow it. Get it. Subscribe to it. Like it.
Leave it a good review.
And where can people follow you on social media?
My Instagram is at Roz Hernandez, which is my real last name.
Heyo. Okay. There you go. Follow that as well. And Dan, when you left, when we left, how many people got arrested at the Redneck Rave?
Charged with a crime.
Roz, you said what? You said
I said 37. 37. Now I feel like I'm a little low.
I said 160. I don't know. You might be right.
I think I said 160.
And I said 230.
Get your answers in now, townies, because... At the days of Mud, Music, Mayhem, Redneck,
5 days
Rave,
of it.
There were 48 people charged.
You were right! Very good.
Crushing it.
Thank you. Very proud of myself.
Accept your award. You know rednecks.
You were on it.
One attendee attempted to slit another's throat. A man had...
Yikes. Please tell me this was over a giant turkey leg.
A woman was strangled unconscious over an argument about a blanket. Don't know if that could have... Who did that to her? Another man had been impaled by a log that broke through the side-by-side he was driving. And someone else lost most of his finger when a lifted vehicle slipped off a jack and onto his hand. Okay. Why are they working on cars? Oh, that's probably for the Derby.
Demolition Derby. Yeah. This to me sounds like everything you'd expect to see at the Redneck Rave.
Guys, here's the next sentence in this article. Roz, listen to this. After everything I just listed to you.
Which is
the
crazy.
The very next sentence is, a second Redneck Rave is scheduled for October.
No one cares.
That's where I'll be. They need to have merch that's like, I lost my finger at the Redneck Rave.
Right? That's the daughter.
I went to the Redneck Rave and all I got were these 9 fingers.
Yeah. Or no, I lost at the Redneck Rave a finger, my daughter, my virginity.
Exactly.
Just a bunch of things, a checklist of things that you lost.
Quote, we can definitely improve on a lot of things to make the one in October run a lot better, Justin Time wrote in a Facebook post.
So if you've ever had a show where you're like, man, a lot of that didn't go well, we should really work on that, go back to the drawing board.
We should really get it up right away.
It's better than the first Redneck Rave.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just hate the word impaled. Like somebody got impaled.
I know. With a log.
A log is like a blunt thing.
Because once they get it out, just the splinters you still have.
Oh my God.
And the splinters are sometimes worse. I don't even like a splinter.
Hey, watch out for that log. Which one? The one you're driving into. If the log doesn't kill you, the COVID will. Because I guarantee no one is vaccinated.
All you guys are crazy. They're all vaccinated at the Redneck Rave.
That person didn't die, right?
No. No one died this year. So they have. Justin Time is improving.
It is.
They're doing a good job.
But who's the craziest of all? The people who go to this, Justin Time for putting it on.
Justin Time probably making money.
Or this town who says, yeah, we'll let you come back in 4 months.
The town is the dumbest. Because the town is like, we're inviting all
these. The town is just a meth lab.
Is there like a waiver that you have to sign before going in?
It has to be.
Saying we don't blame the town.
Yeah, and we're not making the festival responsible. Right. Absolutely.
Redneck Rave, if you build it, they will burn it.
Yes.
That's the Redneck Rave.
Oh, my God. Wait, and it's all run by this rapper, this
Justin
country.
Time.
White
rapper.
What's his name? Justin Paled.
I mean,
Justin
Paled is a really good.
That's my new favorite drag name.
That's a
Justin Paled.
That is my new favorite drag name. I'm sorry. Justin Paled.
But don't you feel like he's probably just the face of it? Like, somewhere in the shadows, Ja Rule is helping out with this whole thing, right?
This is a fire. It's got Firefest vibes. my God.
That's the crazy thing. The Redneck Rave is being run better than Firefest.
It is.
That's true. At least they got it off the ground.
Right.
At least there was water.
Right.
Yeah. As dirty as it was, uh-huh. I'm sure.
He said, then he goes on to write, "We are listening to all your suggestions." I imagine he's getting a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
"This was the biggest event we've ever done, and with as many people and random things that popped up unexpectedly, I feel like we handled it pretty well."
No, you didn't.
No, I know.
But what if this is really pretty well for them? What if they did handle it?
No one died.
Yeah, no one died.
I mean, as long as if someone dies and then you do this again and no one dies, that is a success.
Yes, you have improved. Right.
Dude,
well, now no one
it is improvement. It's not a lot of improvement, but it is some improvement.
Right.
God, what a
and as long as they don't run out of mud, I mean, they're pretty much fulfilling their promises.
Sure. That's their greatest natural export.
Right.
He added that the Redneck Rave was, quote, "the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life."
For people, it probably was.
Some would be mad about all these lies and over-exaggerated headlines. Here we go. But you know what?
Fake news. Mm-hmm.
But you know what they say? No such thing as bad publicity. I would say if people are getting their throat slit
over
choked out by blankets, yeah. impaled by logs, and fingers cut off, and you're saying that's an improvement, they're not exaggerated. These aren't rumors. And it is bad publicity.
That, I would say, is good press and bad publicity.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Good coverage. Yes.
Oh, could you imagine being in that newspaper where they're like, "Hey, you're the one. You're covering
How much
Redneck
health insurance
Rave.
Do I have?
Oh, I know. All right.
But that is an appeal to some people. Like, I never have understood, like, mosh pits.
Yeah.
And, like, that kind of thing has never been for me. But I know that that's, like, people hear that kind of stuff and they're like, "Sounds good to me. I know what I'm doing October, whatever."
Right. There are people. Can't tell me to take a shower.
There. I've heard people. Yeah. Say, like, if they go to a mosh pit and they aren't bruised or a black eye or they didn't get a bloody lip or anything, that it sucked.
Right. They thrive
like,
on whatever
mosh pits
pain.
Aren't empty. But I learned this when I was a door guy for so many years at bars, and I've said it to you guys. I'll say it to Roz and everybody else. I always thought people got in fights, and then I found out there are some people that just want to
get
hit.
They want
to
get hit.
Like, they
get
went out tonight to start an altercation because
to get punched.
They don't even want to win. They want to get hit.
Right.
They and so that, feel something. So Roz is
like
dead on. There are people who are like, "Oh, it's a free for all and I might get beat up." Oh,
great.
I'm in.
That's exciting to me. I love it. That's a craziness.
I'm going to ask you guys this. All right. And then if you're our Patreon member, you will
get to hear a dumb story from Roz.
Roz has her own story she'll to share with us. Just a short little quick bite afterwards. But before we do that, we'll end this by me asking the three of you, how many people attended the Redneck Rave? How many people do you think
47
attended?
Arrested.
Yes.
So how many people do you think attended it, Roz?
I'm going to say it's smaller. I'm going to say like 3,000.
Okay. 3,000.
Jay,
Jason
what do
Sklar?
You think? I'm going to say 10,000.
10,000. Randy Sklar.
God, this is really... I'm trying to think how many people would come to this sort of a thing. I think like six grand. 6,000.
6,000? Okay. The total number of people estimated to be at the Redneck Rave before they do another one in October. And if any of our townies go to that,
I want pictures. Yes. And I want everything.
You can be your own patron.
That's right.
The amount of people is, and we'll leave you here, 20,000 people.
Oh my God.
Which I guess makes that number seem like pretty good.
If only 47 got arrested, that's a hell of a ratio there.
I mean,
that's
more
really
people
good.
At Woodstock and less arrests, but the original Woodstock. But
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 20,000. I mean, the location's pretty good. Kentucky. Everybody's coming from.
And someone got on the mic was like, "Don't put on the brown acid wash jeans."
It's gone bad.
It's gone bad. There you go. That's an episode. Roz Dreskeles, thank you for joining us on the episode. For Patreon fans, we're going to hear a great story from her on the other side of this. So join the Patreon so you can hear that. Mm-hmm. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Boom.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.